Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyway, we've got our 11th coach in college football has been fired.
With another seemingly good job, although
I don't know if that is a great job.
And that's kind of my thing. Like
We're talking about Auburn.
Hugh Freeze is out. And apparently one of the reasons, seriously, the people at Auburn were pissed that he golfed so much. I guess he has a standing 1 o'clock tee time. And that was one of the reasons they knew that something was wrong, is he canceled the tee time. It had been removed in all the previous weeks. Auburn was so petty, they chopped his ass off of the tee sheet when they fired him.
So people were like, what?
And I guess
where does he play? Like, country club or something?
Yeah, I guess Auburn has a course. I guess all these SEC schools now are building these kick-ass golf facilities. One, for their team, but two, all the rich boosters, they like to play golf.
No way.
Yeah.
Old, rich, white guys?
Yeah. So I guess
Are you serious?
I guess this has become a big thing in that a lot of the boosters, while they're spending money and they want access to the team and all that, they want a little something extra. And so I guess these schools are putting a bunch of money into like world-class golf facilities.
And yet they're crying poor.
Yeah.
Still crying poor. Don't have the money.
So I guess a lot of people at Auburn were really, really bothered. And here's the thing.
Whatever.
He once got fired for hookers.
Yeah.
And now he's, and by the way, not being good and hookers and not being good in golf, I'm guessing that the people of Auburn would have had less a problem with hookers than they would with golf. I think hookers people can understand, but you're like, this is way too much time at golf. You should be grinding your face off in the film room.
That guy is stealing money.
Yes.
And has been for years. Yep. By the way, I've told you the story that Roy Williams, when he was at Kansas, do you think that he did a good job at Kansas?
Yes, I think he did a very nice job.
The guy was incredible.
Yeah.
You know, that was the knock.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Old Roy, he's pretty good at golf. I don't know where he finds the time.
Well, the idea that like people would see him golfing on a Friday before games,
it
pissed people off.
That's kind of crazy that he's golfing the day before a game.
It is a little weird. Like this was who was the douche canoe at LSU? Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly on his bye week, like left and went on vacation. And
so did Belichick.
Yeah, and that's just not, like, it's not okay. Dan Lanning, for whatever you think of Dan Lanning, Dan Lanning is not going to Mexico during his bye week.
You ever see a cheetah stretch?
That guy leaves and goes recruiting. And I think that just goes to show you that, and this is why, like, you don't want retreads. This is a different game now in the world of college football, and I need someone that is obsessed. And Hugh Freeze is obsessed, but apparently he's obsessed with getting his golf game down to a scratch.
So now we have, okay, so let's go through. This is 11 coaches fired already this season.
And I'm
we're
not
only
say,
halfway home.
And I'm not going to say good jobs, high-profile jobs.
Actually, we're more than halfway home. Yeah, but Oklahoma State, Florida, Penn State, Virginia Tech, UCLA, Auburn, Arkansas, Oregon State, LSU, Stanford, Colorado State, UAB, in no particular order. They have all fired their coach already.
And yet we hear from them all that we're poor and we don't have money. And
exactly.
We, you know, oh, woe is us.
It's absurd. The other thing, too, is this coaching carousel, which we haven't, I mean, I don't think anybody's filled a job, have they?
Not that I know of.
Yeah, so we're kind of waiting for the first domino to fall.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody brought this up on the social media over the weekend. It's a good point. Look at the best coaches this year. Were any of them coveted? And I mean any of them. Ryan Day, Kurt Cignetti,
no.
Toby McGuire.
Toby McGuire?
Joey McGuire.
Spider-Man?
Joey McGuire. He's at Texas Tech. Even Dan Lanning.
Yeah.
Tony Elliott, the guy that's turned around Virginia. Yep. Mike Elko. Marcus Freeman.
All could have been had.
None of those guys were coveted.
Yeah.
What does that tell you?
And yet we constantly go down this road of find me the safe choice of we know what he is. He's a proven winner, all that stuff. I don't get it. I don't know why. I think it's just groupthink and that it's hard to sell big name places on unnamed folks, but
they're afraid of being wrong.
Yes.
That's what they're afraid of being wrong. They want to win the press conference more than they want to actually get it right.
Exactly, because a lot of times when you win the press conference, you lose anyways. So why not lose with the big upside? I go back to when Ohio State, I think it was a John Cooper that they canned, and Ohio State got all pissy because they hired a nerdy guy in a sweater vest and glasses from Youngstown State. And all Jim Tressel did was beat the greatest team in college football history and I believe go to 9 straight BCS games. When Florida hired Urban Meyer, people were all pissy about that. They're like, he's been at Utah for 2 years, and before that, Bowling Green, what does he know? Well, he knows a couple national championships. But this idea that you have to go steal Lane Kiffin, it's like Lane Kiffin or bust. I like Lane Kiffin. There's nothing wrong with hiring Lane Kiffin. There's nothing wrong like with Texas A&M, like the Jimbo Fisher thing. A&M, like, oh, we got to go get Jimbo Fisher. There's a reason why Florida State wasn't happy with Jimbo Fisher. Like, you're always, just because you have a name doesn't mean, and that you've had some success in the past. Like, someone will do this, like Dabo. Dabo is a phenomenal coach, and Dabo has won national championships. It feels like maybe the game has passed over Dabo, and maybe he comes around, but in 2 or 3 years, there's a chance that Dabo's just another guy. And so instead of trying to find someone that can reclaim the glory, go find someone that actually, again, is a young, energetic guy that wants to be involved in modern college football.
That's what Oregon did.
Yes.
So you got to give Rob Mullins credit for that. He did that, but not after striking out a couple of times by going the other way.
Yeah.
And
look, it's a hammer. If you can get Nick Saban back in the day, go get Nick Saban.
Yeah,
but there's very few of those.
But I think that's what they're chasing, that home run that wins everything, including the press conference.
Yeah.
But I still feel like Lane Kiffin, Florida or LSU may hire Lane Kiffin if he wants the job.
Yeah.
And that will be viewed really positively.
Yeah.
And that's what the AD wants.
That's what they want.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah.
because it gets everybody off their back. They look like a hero. You got the guy. And ultimately, they know no matter who they hire, they're attached to it. Yeah. I mean, you're going to lose your job if it doesn't work. So you might as well get everybody off your back right off the get-go and look really freaking good for the press conference. Yeah. That's what they do. They're so afraid. They're so scared to stick their neck out or just think on their own and just do their own. Just like, you know what? I really like that guy. And here's why I like. If you can justify the decision, have some balls and make the decision. Yeah. If you can sit there and say, here is why we hired Dan. Everybody's like, Dan Lanning? Who the hell is Dan Lanning? What's that guy done? Bleh. Well, here's why I liked him. Yep. A, B, C, D, E. Okay. Yep. That's it. That's all you have to do. Yep. These guys are such weenies.
They are. In some ways, they're cowards because they're especially at the bigger SEC schools, it really does come down to, can you kiss the ass of a bunch of rich old guys?
Either that or they really don't know what they're doing.
And there's a real possibility.
They're just in. I mean, if you think about what an athletic director is, why are they qualified to hire a football coach? see how those guys usually work up through the ranks of a university.
Yep. A lot of them are just boosters.
Deputy ADs?
Yeah, you're essentially a glorified booster. You're someone that is.
Oh, yeah, but I'm just saying, like,
you're a money raiser.
Well, right, but your what your expertise is really has nothing to do with hiring a football coach or understanding how to hire a football coach. No. You know the budgets, you know the money side of it, you see those books.
And that's where I said it's more like you're a fundraiser, you're a booster that now is put in charge of making these hires.
Some of these guys are like deputy ADs in marketing. Like, what do you know about hiring? It's just a bizarre situation.
And this is why a lot of these search firms have become such big businesses, and there's only about two agents that really matter, and Jimmy Sexton runs more of college football than any AD does. And anytime one of these jobs comes up, you basically go to a search firm and a search firm goes to Jimmy. And then Jimmy's like, well, here's my client that I want you to hire. And then I'm going to use that to get this client of mine a raise. And it's kind of this weird, it's this like weird good old boys club. And a lot of times it's the guy that's willing to stick his neck out and kind of go off on his own that ends up being right. I mean, if you go back and if we're going to go, who are the 10 best coaches in college football, right?
Well, it changes every year.
It does change. But
you wouldn't have said Ryan Day at the start of last year.
No, but there's another one.
This is
another prime example of how dumb people are. People were ready to fire Ryan Day.
Yeah.
And
well, you got to beat your rival.
You do. And yet,
I mean, some of that was warranted. It's like, dude, it was not going well. I mean, it was not going well.
He was phenomenal every year at Ohio State, but you're right. He was one game short. Now the idea that Ryan Day can't be touched because he won it. But Kirby Smart was the defensive coordinator, right? Dan Lanning, the defensive coordinator. Ryan Day was promoted from within. Dabo was a special teams coach at Clemson. He certainly wasn't sought after. Marcus Freeman only got the job because Brian Kelly's dumbass left. And they were like, well, Marcus Freeman's pretty popular with his players. Sark was more of a known commodity, although he had to go through rehab and do that. But Sark's been a known commodity
in
it.
What was Elko? Where did he come from?
Elko came from Duke.
Well, I know, but what was his court? I mean, I know he was head coach at Duke, but where was he before?
Let's see where Elko came from.
Is he a defensive guy?
No, I think Elko's an offensive guy. Elko came from...
Cignetti was at James
Madison. He was the defensive coordinator at Notre Dame, and then he was the head coach at Duke, so he's a DC guy.
Where'd McGuire come from, that Texas Tech guy?
Joey McGuire.
He's pretty good. Oh, you know who's another really good coach that didn't get any fanfare when he got hired? Is your boy Sataki.
Yeah.
He's done a great job at BYU.
Phenomenal job at
BYU. And no one said, at the time, it was kind of a lack. I mean, you know, it was just kind of like, oh, all right, Sataki.
He was the assistant coach and outside linebacker coach at Baylor.
Who?
Joey McGuire.
Really?
And he's done a phenomenal job.
He went from that job to head coach at Texas Tech?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You're right. Sataki is a great example. Sataki was a defensive coordinator. He was a defensive coordinator at Oregon State. And when he got the job at BYU, everyone was kind of like doing the same thing. They're like, maybe. And he's done a phenomenal, phenomenal job there. And none of those guys. So I just went through ESPN's list of going into the year who their top coaches were. The other one was Kalen DeBoer, who came from Fresno State, by the way.
Good
and before
coach.
That, it was a smaller one.
Good coach.
James Franklin, who, by the way, just got fired. He came from Vanderbilt. Kyle Whittingham, who's been at Utah forever, and Matt Campbell, right? Those are the top 10 college football coaches they had going into the season. And with the exception of Franklin, which is funny because he got fired, none of those guys were the, like, I guess DeBoer could fall into this, but DeBoer came, yeah, because he came from UW. So there'd be two that really came from kind of a, really established himself and had a lot of success at a big school, but then took a bigger job. Most of those others were coordinators or guys that weren't really well thought of, but landed jobs and turned into something really good.
Yeah, it's interesting.
And yet we still always want, when a, one of these jobs comes open, the first thought is, who can we steal from another elite program that's a proven winner?
So the odds-on favorite for the Auburn job, and it depends on where you look, but the one I saw was Kenny Dillingham.
Yeah.
3-1 I don't know if they get him out of Arizona State.
I'll tell you what,
for that gig.
Well, Auburn is a fine job, but this is why I just think some of these jobs are vastly overrated. At Auburn, yes, you won a national title, but you hit lightning in a bottle because you went and got Cam Newton and you had Nick Fairley. And you, by the way, that Auburn team probably wouldn't win a national title in this world because they're not going to win four of those games against those teams, the elite teams. It was just a different world back then. In Auburn, you are always going to be the probably eighth best recruiter in your own conference, just in your own conference. And that puts you behind the eight ball. And you may have resources, but you have less resources than the other schools around you. And that's just, and yet you have expectations like your LSU and Alabama. I think Auburn is a sneaky bad job because it's just, while you have resources, it's, you are a medium-sized fish in the middle of the ocean with sharks. And I just don't think that that is nearly the attractive job that a school that's won a national title in this century, you would think.
So it's, Dillingham should stay at Arizona State?
I would stay at Arizona State or wait until a better one comes along.
The next guy on the list is John Sumrall at Tulane, and then James Franklin.
Yeah.
Those are the three on
And
the-
Franklin might, by the way, maybe forced, maybe he just thinks that that's a job he has to take. I just think if I have better options, and I'm a hot name like Dillingham, I just don't think you jump at Auburn. And I think you look who Auburn's hired, I think that tells you what kind of level they're playing at. That is not a super sexy job.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.